For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Airport officials say the ground service agent who stole an empty plane from a Seattle airport had legitimate access to it before taking off and later crashing. The man, Richard Russell, apparently didn't have a pilot's license. Authorities say it's not clear how he got the skills to do loops in the aircraft before crashing about an hour after taking off and smashing into a small island in the Puget Sound. Former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenker.
He did say he had spent a lot of time with video games. There are video games that deal with a simulation of this aircraft.
Gary Beck is CEO of Horizon Air.
His job is to be around airplanes. The airports have a non-secure side and a secure side. He's meant to be on the secure side. That's part of the fulfillment of his job responsibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Monsanto has lost in a court case. USA's Rick Vincent explains.
Dwayne Lee Johnson, a former school groundskeeper, took on the pesticide company Monsanto, claiming the products Roundup Pro and Ranger Pro did not provide sufficient warning about the adverse health effects of using the weed killer. Friday, the 37-year-old, who's suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, learned he took down the giant. A jury in San Francisco awarded Mr. Johnson over $250 million.
I'm glad to be here to help with this situation with a cause that's way bigger than me.
Monsanto was facing thousands of similar lawsuits. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Mendocino wildfire burning north of San Francisco, the largest fire in California history, is 60% contained now. But the Holy Fire south of Los Angeles is threatening thousands of homes and has grown to nearly 30 square miles. Firefighters have made some progress, but gusty winds are coming and could fan the flames. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is firing back at the latest NFL player protests during the national anthem. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The president made it clear last year where he stood on the issue.
They should stand. You have to stand.
Now, after more than a dozen players knelt or raised their fists before Thursday night's first preseason games, the president tweets on Friday morning, the NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for our national anthem. He added, find another way to protest. Stand proudly for your anthem or be suspended without pay. The NFL and the Players Association still negotiate a permanent policy when it comes to conduct during the anthem. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department confirms that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has spoken to the Russian foreign minister on the recently imposed economic sanctions on Moscow and on Syria. With more, here's John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo spoke at length to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. I spoke to Mike Tran at the U.S. State Department, who read the release attributable to spokesperson Heather Nauer.
Secretary Pompeo reiterated that the United States seeks an improved relationship with Russia and agreed to future dialogue. The secretary discussed with Minister Lavrov recent sanctions imposed on Russia pursuant to the Chemical and Biological Weapons and Warfare Elimination Act of 1991, and the secretary discussed the ongoing challenges in Syria.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.